when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Well, obviously, you talked about the fact that you want to win the games, but when you see progress and improvement from last year to this year, 59-3, 38-20 against Florida State, what does that tell you about where Scott Schaefer is bringing the program?
Oh, I'm so proud of how they compete. You know, the one thing I'll tell you about these student athletes on this football team, they believe in Scott Schaefer, and they will run through the wall for him, and they play to the end. And that's one thing I tell you, that if there is a ranking for how teams compete, we're definitely in the top 10 in the country in that. And so that's really impressive. And, you know, you have a coach that came in as a head coach in a very awkward situation last year with Doug transitioning to the Buffalo Bills and losing basically the entire staff. And him having to hire staff, him having to recruit student athletes in a short period of time with the new staff, and to be able to earn a bowl bid and then to go win a bowl and beat a BCS team was just remarkable. And there's not a lot of coaches that do that in their first year, so I was really, really impressed with that. And that's the same guy, right? And you can see by their young talent today, when you see the young freshman quarterback, you see the young freshman receiver, you see 14 in the backfield making plays, that they've done a great job of starting to assemble some talent as well. So it's just a matter of time to put it all together. And one day it's going to click, and it's going to come, it's going to happen for them. So they're working the right way, and they're doing things the right way.
You talk about the effort from the staff, not just with Scott, but with the whole coaching group. How have you seen them really come together and try to do better for Syracuse for the future as a staff?
Well, they're a family, first of all, and that's the one thing when Scott was hiring coaches. Scott's a guy that a lot of coaches gravitate to. When they go to the national convention, everyone knows Scott Schaefer because he's such a great guy. So the people that he surrounded himself with are family, right? And so, you know, that's what I try to remind folks, is that these guys do this 24 hours, 7 days a week. They know every little tweak and intricacy of what they need to do to get better. You know, you got to get better players, you got to get better this, you got to get better that. And they study it. They know it very well. So we got confidence in him and his staff and trying to put together a successful program. And, you know, he's been trying to get some flow and some efficiency going, and I think you saw some signs of those things today. And, you know, 412 yards against the number one team in the country, he basically played their ones the whole game and had more opportunities than you could imagine, was just terrific. So I think they're making progress.
As far as looking ahead, when you see the progress coming, you obviously came in here to try and change athletics.
Love you. See you later.
Trying to change athletics for the better overall, not just with football, but with everybody. How do you feel you've done with your job as far as trying to create an environment of winning, but also an environment with good student athletes that are going to be good people in the community?
Well, as far as part of our strategic plan, you know, we want to be a top 25 program overall, and that's what we're going to strive to be. And we've gone from 128 in the country to 39, and we've got good graduation rates, we've got solid APR rates, and we've got kids that believe in community service. We've got teams that are winning. We have a soccer team that was never ranked before. That's a top four program in the country. And same thing with field hockey and Gary Gate and his women's lacrosse program. So we feel like we've really changed the culture for the better. We feel like we've enhanced it, and that it's only going to get better. There's a lot more things we want to do. You see the facilities upgrade that's happening. We've got a new indoor practice football facility coming aboard. But in our same spirit, it's a facility that the lacrosse team will get to use as well, and it opens up more space for the other teams in Manly Fieldhouse. So we've got a lot more we want to do, and we've got tremendous energy going into it. I've got a great staff of people, and we just think we can do great things.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, @CallDT. CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.